World Business Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Lucy Burton. Baby milk producer Lactalis has recalled hundreds of products after a salmonella scare. Poland has a new prime minister, but is he the man to build bridges?
Poland has a chance to be a leader, and he is the man to do.
And we meet the women who are victims of 86 babies in France have contracted salmonella after being given milk formula made by the dairy producer Lactalis. The French company has ordered a global recall of hundreds of products sold under the Millimel, Pico and Selly brands. There are concerns that nearly 7,000 tonnes of formula could have already been contaminated, but Lactalis doesn't know how much is on supermarket shelves, has already been consumed, or is still in shops in stock. China, Pakistan, Bangladesh and Sudan have all been affected. Lactalis said on Sunday it was sorry for the contamination. Its spokesman, Michel Nalle, told BFM television that any salmonella bacteria would be killed by boiling the milk for 2 minutes. Campaigners say there needs to be more clarity around the risks that parents take when using baby formula. Here's Patty Rundell, the policy director for Baby Milk Action and the International Baby Food Action Network.
Well, this is the issue that we're very, very concerned with, that too many countries are allowing the companies themselves to handle these issues. It's something that governments should take very seriously and do independent monitoring and post-market surveillance. We need government threat really coming in saying we are going to deal with this instead of actually working with the companies and trying to do it all together so that we have, you know, a joint statement coming out.
So what do you think companies and, as you suggest, governments or parents or carers of babies should be doing to make these kind of products safer? Because of course for everyone breastfeeding doesn't work and parents have to go to formula powder. So what can we do?
WHO has issued guidance that's excellent, saying all powdered formula should be made up with water at no less than 70 degrees. So you should boil the water and let it cool to no less than 70 degrees. Then you add that to the powder and then you kill off the majority of these contaminants. That's the thing that we're trying to get in. In the UK, interestingly enough, that's one of the few countries that actually requires this. But there's not many other countries. They leave it to the companies and their labelling and everything else is just not good enough. We have to take action here.
And it's very difficult for new mums and dads, isn't it? Because your hormonal... Yes. You're trying to do the best possible thing for your baby. And then, of course, when you hear a scare like this, saying
it's
that the milk you're giving them...
It's frightening, I know. And I really... That's why we spend a lot of our time trying to make sure that the products are safe, that they're labelled properly, because parents feel absolutely cheated. They've been led to believe that this is a really safe product, and then suddenly something terrible happens to their babies. So all we're saying is let's have the proper controls, let the parents... I just can't stand the idealisation of formula. As far as I'm concerned, there should be nothing on the label that leads you to think this product is better than it is.
But the problem with the label, if you look at, for example, just one you get off the shelf in the UK... And I recently have because I've got a small child. And you look at these list of ingredients and I don't understand a single one of them.
No.
So in a way, is labelling a bit irrelevant because it's using a whole load of ingredients that we don't understand anyway?
No, it's not about so much the ingredients, even though the ingredients for those who do understand them is important. The presentation of the product and the way that the companies... I mean, you get wall-to-wall TV advertising in the UK for these milks from 6 to 36 months, don't you? All telling you to trust, and it's all been based on breast milk research. The whole lot should stop. That should just stop.
So what would you like to see instead? What would an ideal advert or an ideal packet of formula look like for you?
You don't advertise. I mean, that is, since 1981, WHO and all member states, which is the highest health policy setting body, says there should be no promotion of any product up to 36 months. Basically, the companies have got to get that message that the product that they're doing is risky and that they should concentrate on making that product safer, making sure that they have continual checking and allowing the country to come in and do checking on a regular basis. Very spasmodic at the moment. It's once in a blue moon that somebody gets checked. All along the supply chain, you have risks. You have risks from the packaging, the leakage from the inks. So what you need is countries to take this seriously and do proper systematic checking.
Patty Rundell speaking to me a little earlier. Now, Brexit and all...